Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Qadira Aisha Muhammad for Religion Means Alive. Today's date is October the 19th, 2015. Parents or knowledge, which is more important when looking for a spouse? Before we get started, you know, there's going to be a couple of things. I'm trying to do some new things here with the format of the show to keep it diverse, to keep it entertained, to keep it, you know, positive, to keep it uplifted. What I'm going to do is I'm going to speak on several topics that's happening within the Islamic community here in the Philadelphia area. Again, I know a lot of my listeners may be from outside of Philadelphia, but I'm closer to the Philadelphia area, so I'm more familiar with a lot of happenings and things that, you know, go on within the community here. And again, if you are outside of, you know, the Philadelphia area, you know, we have listeners from all over the world because they can stream in live, you know, directly through Blog Talk Radio. They can listen anywhere in the world, anytime. They can listen to the show. We also have listeners who, you know, are from various parts of the United States. So, again, I do appreciate all my listeners that call in and participate in the show. Before I get started, again, I have to, like, you know, take a step back, get my mind together, because a lot of times these calls take a lot out of me. It's a lot of work to, you know, put the calls together, to find the topic, find different things that I'm going to speak about and, you know, discuss as, you know, different various situations that go on within the communities here. I had inbox, before I start there, let me just thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to be able to put these shows together. I have to give, you know, praise and honor to Allah first and foremost before anything, before I start. So I needed to do that just to make that clear. I had one of the main issues in the Philadelphia community that happened over the weekend was a missing toddler was wandering in Love Park, which is in Philadelphia. It's not too far from, it's like right directly across the street from City Hall. It's a really big tourist hub where, you know, a lot of people go and stand under the Love sign to take pictures and so forth and so on. Well, there was a toddler who was wandering alone within Love Park. And if a lot of people who listen to the radio to the radio show and a lot of people from Philadelphia know that Love Park is a home to homeless people. A lot of homeless people, young, old, in between, they go to Love Park and sleep and, you know, go there. We have a sister who does food. You know, she gives out food at Love Park. So, you know, we are familiar with the area. So the child was wandering and, you know, come to find out this child belonged to a Muslim family. The sister name is Angelique Rowland and the father's name is Michael Jones. They are Muslim. And they had two young children with them. I'm not sure of their daughter's age, but I do know that the toddler was either 3 or 2 years old. On the news station, the father explained that, you know, they were sleeping under Love Park, where the visitor center is, and they were sleeping under there, and it was like a little gap that was left open, and the toddler wandered out, you know, into the main area, like where there's a fountain and, you know, a couple of, you know, statues and, you know, it, you know, like a green area because they have trees and grass and stuff like that, but that's where the child was. And a lot of people on social network got upset because, you know, like, okay, what happened? What happened? Why is this Muslim family homeless and no one helped them? Why hasn't anybody who is Muslim out to them? Well, in researching, found out that there was a church that reached out to the family, and I believe they raised $4,000 so far to get the family housing and also, you know, toiletries to get them up and running. Currently, the two children, unfortunately, they are currently in DHS, which is Child Youth Services. They're being taken care of the state. They're currently, you know, under the care of DHS. And when I saw that, it hurt me to the core because this wasn't a single parent. This wasn't like the sister was out there with her, you know, her two kids. She's out there with her and her husband are out there in the park, young children, sleeping. I'm going to say this. You know, I know that as Muslims, we don't reveal our good deeds. I understand that, and that's absolutely correct. You know, we shouldn't. I don't understand, with the Muslim community being the size that it is, being as diverse as it is in the city of Philadelphia and the surrounding counties, that no Muslim or no masjid step forward to help this family. I'm giving a shout out to the church organization that stepped in and helped this family. This is what I'm talking about as far as the Black Muslim community in Philadelphia. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace that we let our brothers and sisters send for them own for their own selves. It's not like we don't have the resources. It's not that we don't have the resources. You know, nobody wants to give. They always want to get, but they don't want to give. This is why it is important for us to give sadaqah. This is why it is important for us to give zakat. It's what the monies from those two things go to help. Now, like I said, I've been Muslim for 23 years. And when, you know, I remember like in the 90s, I used to see homeless people. I'm like, well, why, like, you know, a homeless Muslim or something like that. I'm like, why are you, you know, you out in the street? Go to the masjid and they'll help you. And that person would go to the masjid and the masjid would help them without no question. Now, don't get me wrong, I know there's a lot of shady people out there and a lot of people who are taking people's kindness for weakness because they know that the Muslims have to give. We it's incumbent upon us to give, to do these type of things. It's, you know, this is something that we can't turn a blind eye to. This is something that we have to do. But there's a way that you can do it. You can tie your camel. If the person is telling you, oh, you know, I'm about to be evicted. You know, I need this money to pay my rent. You know, how much do you need, sister or brother? How much do you need? I need $400 to cover my rent or whatever like that because, you know, I'm going to be put out on the street. What's your landlord name? Where can I send this money to? Don't give the person the money directly. Give it to who they would be paying the bill to. I've done it that way. Because I know people have taken the money and used it for whatever purpose. And, you know, Allahu alam, when you exchange that money, excuse me, whatever your intention was when you gave it, what you gave it for, that's what
what you get the blessing for. Now, what that person did with that money, that's their business. That is totally their business, whatever they use the money for. I've done this for people who live out of state. I'm not saying no names or nothing. Since, you know, I need a couple of dollars because my electric about to get cut off or whatever like that. What's the energy company that you use and what's your account number? I ain't asking for no password, no nothing. Give me the energy company that you use, the name that's under the bill, and what's the account number? I don't give that person that money. And if the person says, oh, I don't want to do it, then you don't get the money. You can go directly to the company that they need the bill paid for. You don't have to give that person the money. That's tying your camel because, yes, there are shady people out there. And they do prey on the kindness of the Muslims. I do see a caller. I'm going to put the caller through. I am waiting for Aisha Sims to call in. Inshallah, that's her. Let me see here. Hello, thank you for calling into Religion Means Alive. Hello? Hello, caller? Can you hear me? Try this again. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Are you on mute? Because I can't hear you. You're able to speak. I'm not sure if you have your phone on mute or the volume is down low. Because I don't hear anything on the line. Okay, I'm going to go put you back on hold. And if you want to try to call back in, like hang up and call back in, maybe I'll be able to receive your call once you call back in, but I couldn't hear you when I went to go put you on. So I had reached out to Aisha Sims, and she does a lot of community work down and around Love Park, where she, you know, she was on a post that I was commenting on, where, you know, she said that, you know, she did help feed the family several times. So I wanted to reach out to her to get more information on it. But in the interest of time, let me see here. I did get her information so that I can put it out there. And also for anyone that's listening, you know, to the call, I want to make it available for you so that you can try to aid this family, inshallah, if possible, because we need to help this family. I mean, it's just a disgrace. It's a disgrace to see that Muslims are living out on the street with their children, and we have almost the largest per populated area of Muslims in the country. And, you know, that it just upset me a great deal. And, you know, I just wanted to reach out to Aisha Sims to try to get more information. And alhamdulillah, she had more information on this. She probably wasn't able to join in because I did contact her at last minute. It says if you want to donate to, you know, help the family, you can go to United UMA of Philly, UUOP. The family is looking for basic necessities to help them through the next year, such as utilities, furniture, clothing, hygienic products, etc. Also, any donation is greatly appreciated. All material donations can be sent or dropped off at Amateur Laws Treasures. That's on 6303 Lansdowne Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 19151. The hours of operation is from Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Also, they're asking for new or gently used clean folded clothing. Please, no trash bags. Also, basic toiletries. For more information regarding, you know, helping the family out, you can go to UUOP.org. Also, financial donations can be given to their GoFundMe account, which is www.gofundme.com/UUOPAID homeless fam. So that's UUOPAID HOMELESSFAM. You know, I wanted to get that information out there. I also reached out to one of my contacts, a brother that, you know, had did a show with me before, and he contacted me and stated to, you know, put this information, if anybody can get this information to the family. I'm also going to follow up with Aisha because I believe she has a more direct connection, you know, for the family. But Nafis Salam had reached out to me and wanted me to provide his information. So if anybody wants to utilize services from Nafis Salam, he's with ISHSAN/SRN, and that's IHSAN/SRN. And his direct number is 484-752-9378. I just wanted to put that information out there so that, you know, anybody who has direct contact with the family or if somebody listens to a broadcast, they can reach out to the family, get that information out there to the family. I also ask that, you know, that the Muslim Ummah come together. Let's just put all our differences and grievances to the side and show this family what being Muslim and being in Philadelphia means. Because we definitely got to do better on this whole situation. I had reached out to the news, 6ABC, and they told me that that the Christian organization that's currently helping the family, they're accepting donations and other monetary donations to help the family, which they stated 100% is going to the family. They're not keeping anything for profit or anything of that matter. And their website information is www.chosen300.org. I just wanted to make sure that information got out there because, you know, I was called on it. You know, people's like, you got a radio show. You need to speak on it. Absolutely. This is what I do. I have no problem promoting something like this on my show to get the word out, to get the resources out there to help these people. And, I mean, personally, I'm going to look and see what I can do personally myself. You know, I'm not just going to, you know, say, oh, I'm contacting the radio station, you know, I'm going to promote it on my show and this and that and then stop the buck there. That's not where it needs to stop. We have to be proactive, and this is something that we need to focus on, making sure that this family gets where they need to get at so that they can feel good about themselves and feel good that they're Muslim. You know, that's people lose the iman when situations like this happen. And, you know, alhamdulillah that this family is sticking together, even in a time like this where they're homeless, the husband and wife is sticking together. So may Allah continue to reward them and bless them and keep them firm and aid them in this situation. And may it be a lesson learned to everybody, not just them, because we will all be tested. We will all be tested when we're in this dunya. And if you're not tested, you need to ask Allah why I'm not being tested. You know,
I just make do it for this family. And, you know, again, I'll keep reiterating this till I know that this family is in a good place. It's important for us to do things like this, not for show, not to say, oh, I gave this and, oh, I did that. No, this is what being Muslim means. This was one of the top things that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, spoke on was charity. That was one of his biggest forefronts. Give of yourself. Give what you can give. The more money you have, the more that you're supposed to give. There's people who don't even have half of what somebody has, and they will give you the back, the shirt off their back. And this is what Muslim means, to give, to, you know, give in charity, to give in sadaqah, to give, you know, in zakat. These are things that, you know, we should be doing without question. Again, there's different ways that you can go about it if you don't want to give directly to that person, like you don't want to give them the money. There's ways you can go about it in a tactful, respectful way. And if the person really needs this, you know, these funds, they'll work for their money. I understand that people definitely work hard for their money, and in the age and time that we live in now, it's really difficult to, you know, come by stuff, to be able to give extra, to, you know, give an extra out of, you know, you may have needed to get, you know, something for yourself, but being selfless, you know, not being selfish, you're giving that person what you worked hard for, and absolutely you want to make sure it goes to the right thing, not drugs, not alcohol, things like that. So, you know, like I said, there's a way that you can go about it when you want to give money. You want to give money, if the person says that they need a utility bill paid, you ask them what's the carrier or what's the company that, you know, you have your utility for. I need the name that's on the bill, and I need the account number. You're not asking the person for their code or anything of that sort. You're just asking for the name, and you're asking for the account number. When you call in to make a payment at that company, these people don't care who you are. They just want their money. So they're not really going to dig in to say, oh, well, why you need this and why you need this and why you're making a payment. No, what's your account information? What's your credit card number? Oh, okay, that's all we need to make that deposit. And trust me, they're going to take your money. So, you know, when people, you know, put out there, or somebody contacts you that they need, you know, assistance and, you know, financial assistance, you go about it, you know, in a tactful, respectful manner. Like, you know, you said you need your, you know, your rent paid, you short $200 or whatever. What's your landlord's name? What's his number? And what's the address that I need to send the payment to? Because I don't feel comfortable sending it to you, but since you said you need it, I'll give it to you, but this is how I'm going to pay it. Now the person can take it or leave it. You know, I just want to make that, you know, clear, and I promised everybody, you know, who called me on it, you know, I put it on the show because it is something important, and I want to make sure the word gets out there that this family gets help. Well, I'm working with a couple of sisters that are part of a nationwide movement called Muslims for Social Justice in Philly. And we're trying to establish a Philadelphia chapter where we promote dawah to people in relation to social justices. We're trying to make sure that people understand, you know, why it's important for us to spread dawah within the Philadelphia region. Now, the other chapters, they're established already. So we're trying to get, you know, we're trying to start from the ground up, the Philly chapter. So if anybody's interested in that, feel free to contact me directly. You can inbox me. You can call me 610-836-2120. If you're interested in joining, I'm trying to get all the legwork done so that, you know, we can at least get a meeting started to move forward on this, because this
it is something very important that we have to embark on, you know, to get our names and our faces and things like that out there in the community so that people know who we are and we're not just talking the talk, we're walking the walk as well. So, again, if anybody's interested for joining Muslims for Social Justice, the Philadelphia chapter, just feel free to contact me, and I'll speak with you later in regards to that to gain some further information. Now, you know, I usually do my shows. Let me open up the line. If anybody has a comment, question, or concern, you can call in at 805-727-7013. And press 1, and I'll put you through so, you know, you can speak. Now, usually I'll have the show formatted and so forth and so on, but I know a lot of people have asked me, you know, like, you know, just do random stuff and things like that. So some of my hot topics from the show have been stuff that I pick up that I post. And, you know, again, a lot of people have started associating me, calling me the Muslim Wendy Williams, and because I like controversy, but it's not controversy. You know, I like to understand. I'm an analyst at heart, so I like to analyze stuff. I like to see people's reaction about certain things, so this is why I do the things that I do. A topic that I put out on the show, on my post, rather, was the whole Bill Cosby issue. Now, I'm not talking about what he did or what he claimed he did or how he did it or why he did it. That's not what I was concerned about. What I was concerned about is the bigger picture, because Quadera, what I do is I always think outside the box. Okay, so this man, you say he did what he did or whatever have you. Okay, all well and good. So now we're pulling the Cosby Show off of syndication. We're not showing the Cosby Show anymore in syndication on any channel. Every channel that had the Cosby Show in syndication pulled it. Now, I don't know if you guys know the whole thing with Jared. Yeah, they pulled him from Subway and, you know, disassociated themselves with him with that. Even the father who played the preacher father on Seventh Heaven, because he was also charged with pornography, child pornography or something of that matter. He also was that show. I don't know if it was in syndication or whatever, but they pulled all that from the headlines as well, from TV as well. Now, my thing with the Cosby Show was, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, commented back on my post, and they said, oh, well, you know, there is other black TV shows on TV, and, you know, just because they pulled the Cosby Show, that don't mean nothing. There's still black TV shows, you know, on TV. I said, yeah, you're right. You're right. There are other black shows. You know, people was like, oh, Good Times still come on. I want y'all to think what Good Times was. You had a wife that didn't work. You had a father that worked, but he was in and out of work. He could never really get anywhere because he had to pay the rent and then, you know, just trying to take care of his three kids and his wife, he still was coming up short sometimes, so much so that they was about to get evicted. If you looked at Good Times, every time this family was just about to get comfortable, something bad happened where it always kept them right back where they're at in the ghetto. So, you know, looking at that made me start to think, okay, the Cosby Show
you had a successful husband who was a doctor, a black doctor. You had a successful mother who was a lawyer, a black lawyer. They had these beautiful children. They lived in this beautiful house, and they tackled issues that any normal black family would have to tackle, but they were a family that wasn't poor. They had kids, had good access to different things. You know, they lived a good life. And it makes me think that, okay, we remove all the positive images of black families off the TV. We give you Empire, who the mother and father were drug dealers. And they came up how they got this empire, and they're cutthroat, and they're mean to each other. They're mean to their children. And we look at that as a positive influence for our children. I don't watch Power because I'm not subscribing to cable to anything I got to pay extra for, so I don't have Power. But the premise behind that is something bad as well. You got this loving hip-hop. You got the Basketball Wives. All this stuff that's promoting negativity and ghetto ratchet behavior, and this is what they want to keep on TV. This is what they want to keep on TV. It's time for black people to wake up and understand what's going on, the real truth behind a lot of these things, because it ain't all adding up. They still keep bringing Bill Cosby through all this stuff, like they dragging this man. Like I said, I don't know what he did, whatever he did, yes. But you don't see them doing that to the other people. Jared got off. The subway guy, he basically sitting like a fat rat. He probably, like I told people, he ain't going to do a day worth of time. Yeah, he'll be on the sexual predator list. But this man's a millionaire. He don't care. He don't care. And if anybody ever uses his likeness or his name or anything in reference to Subway, they still got to pay this man. The father on Seventh Heaven. I briefly heard about that. Briefly. And then it was gone. It was like, boom. As fast as it came, it went. But Bill Cosby, why are these people so focused on destroying this man for stuff that happened before I was born? I don't get this type of stuff. I just do not understand this type of stuff. They do not attack those other people who have done things, but they're dragging Bill Cosby's name through the mud, like they are really. I mean, they're like, it's like a witch hunt. But nobody sees this. Like I said, if the man did it, he didn't. I don't, look, not my call. My call is, what I'm trying to state is, why are they dragging this man through this? And they're not doing it to nobody else. That's the things that we should question. That's the type of things that I want the callers and the listeners to think about. You don't hear about nobody else who's been charged with these. And from what I understand, all these women were adults. They weren't, like, you know, underage or anything like that. And then the one, I think, whoever it was, 15, you were in the Playboy Mansion at 15. Where's your parents? Why is nobody raising the concern about it was a 15-year-old girl in the Playboy Mansion and Bill Cosby allegedly drugged her and had sex with her, but nobody's talking about where's her parents? Who's her parents? And why would they allow her to be in the Playboy Mansion at 15 years old? Why is nobody outraged at her parents? I mean, if you want to go and attack somebody, you might as well attack everybody. Nobody's talking about that, though. Why was this 15-year-old girl in the... Even if this was like... I could see if it was Neverland.
Michael Jackson, because that was like geared for kids, you know, kids go there. He had the whole amusement park, this and that. But the Playboy Mansion, nobody knew what went on there. Drugs, sex, prostitution, whatever have you, was going on there. So nobody questioned a 15-year-old girl being in the Playboy Mansion. Nobody questions this. Nobody raised the issue. Who was her parents? How did you allow your child to be in the Playboy Mansion? What was she doing there at 15 years old? But y'all want to destroy Bill Cosby. The man probably got one foot in the grave. But y'all don't address that. I'm going to open up the call, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to break for about 5 to 6 minutes so that I can pray. Salatul Asa, Isha. Woo, my mind going. If anybody has a question, 805-727-7013, and you can press 1. Once we come back from the break, we'll get into the topic, appearance or knowledge, which is more important when looking for a spouse. And I'll dig deeper into detail about why I chose this topic. Again, it was a post that I made. So I like to, whatever generates the most comments and, you know, really gets the, you know, water boiling, I like to do shows on those particular topics because, you know, they get the people interested and people speak and, you know, people are candid about, you know, how they feel about those certain topics when I post them. So I usually do a show on there. I'm just checking to see if anybody had a question, but I don't see that anybody does. So I am going to place for Ann on, and then come back in about 5 to 6 minutes after I pray. But, you know, I want the callers, if you're listening here on the call, I want you to participate in the call. This, you know, you don't have to announce your name or anything like where you're calling from. I want the people to speak. I want you to be heard. This is what I do the call for, so that you can speak and you can say your piece about it. If you disagree with me, I have no problem with it. I love constructive criticism. You know, I can always improve on something. I know there's something I can improve on. I don't know everything, and I'll be the first to admit that. So, you know, I'm reaching out to the callers. If you have something to say, whether it's relevant to this topic or something else, feel free to say it. I promise I don't bite. I don't bite, so you're cool. You know, even if you're on streaming via the internet, you can type me a message while I'm on the show and I'll see it. You can send me an inbox on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, because I'm connected on there, so I'll be able to get those as well if you have a question. Even if it's a future topic that you want to talk about or something, you know, along those lines, if you got a promotion, if you got an event or something that's going on within the community, again, it doesn't necessarily have to be within the Philadelphia community because we get calls from all over the country. You can promote it. I'll give you a 5-minute time slot just to, you know, say what you got to say about what's going on, and I'll give you the floor on it. So, inshallah, I'm a break for about 5 minutes so I can go pray. Inshallah, y'all do the same. And when I return, then we'll get into the topic, appearance or knowledge, which is more important when looking for a spouse.
والنخل ذات الأكمام
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, I am back. Inshallah. Pray that everybody was able to make salat through Isha. And now, to get to the topic at hand, appearance or knowledge, which is more important when looking for a spouse? Inshallah. Again, I'm not doing this formatted today because I spoke on this topic a while before, but, you know, a lot of people got into their feelings about a post that I had put up and, you know, a lot of hateful things were said and, you know, a lot of people went into my inbox and, you know, I appreciate that instead of commenting directly on the post about the whole appearance or knowledge because I put up, you know, I said a lot of these sisters get so caught up in the length and size of his beard versus the knowledge that he has. I said they most know three surahs at the most. And, you know, a lot of people felt like, okay, you're talking about three surahs and, you know, it was a sahaba that only knew three surahs. I said, alhamdulillah, and I know that. I know about that. I know about that hadith. I absolutely know about it. But what I'm saying is, and this is not to take away from nobody, I don't understand if you've been Muslim longer than 5 years, why is it that you still know three surahs? Now, unless they're Surah Ar-Rahman, which I just played, Surah Al-Baqarah or Surah Al-Kahf, I don't understand why you only know three surahs. My kids know more than three surahs. And I'm not saying that, you know, to put the knowledge up there, you trying to boast. I'm not boasting about it. It's just a fact. And we know that the time that we live in, we know that the character of the Sahabas, the last, you know, the three generations after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know they was the strongest. I can guarantee, almost guarantee, that a brother's character that knows three surahs is not matching those sahabas. I can almost guarantee that. Almost. I'll put some money on that. No, I won't because, you know, gambling is haram. But you know what I'm saying. Trust me. You know, everybody want to get on this beard thing and, you know, I've seen this video where this non-believer is talking about the beard and, you know, how she want to get a Muslim man, this and that. And everybody's focusing on the beard. What about that brother's character? What about the brother's character? Now, I'm not saying that having a beard is not sunnah because we know it is. Some say it's even wajib for a brother to have a beard or, you know, the Arabic terminology, aliyah. You know, I'm not arguing with that. But what I'm saying is these people get so caught up, like I look at posts and I see where the brother's like, oh, if she got on all black everything, she do it for me. But what if her character don't match that? You could put lipstick on a pig, it's still gonna be a pig. You can dress anything. I've seen people dress from head to toe, slides, I don't know what, and all name brand, and their character and the way they act is uncouth and ratchet. Having on all name brand or having on all black, having a beard, don't make you a better Muslim than the next person. The only thing that's going to make that you should be wanting to get that the next person has is more knowledge. You know, people said all kinds of things.
I was in the process of getting married and to a brother that's from Morocco. He doesn't have a beard, and I seen all kinds of hateful responses on my page. Some I had to delete because it was so hateful and so uncouth that it made me sick to my stomach. And he actually seen some of those messages and asked me, why are the people like that in the United States? Why are they like that? I had no answer for him because I can't speak on y'all behavior. I can't speak for y'all because I know I don't carry myself that way. He said, why would they say that to you? And that man knows, I know for a fact, more Quran than a whole lot of them that said it. That said what they said. Because, again, you were in your feelings. You know, do we take appearance over knowledge? Or do we take knowledge over appearance? What does Hadith say? If you marry a woman, there are four things you can marry her for: her family, her wealth, her knowledge, and her beauty. But if you looked at everything, the first one you would pick is her knowledge. I'm telling you, you can have somebody that fit the part about as ratchet as they come. I tell people, wearing a certain color does not make you more Muslim than the next person. Should we all strive to incorporate those things? Absolutely. Absolutely. Should we strive to be like the mothers of the Ummah? Absolutely. Should the brothers strive to be like the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Absolutely. I'm not denying it whatsoever. Then, you know, people was like, well, you know, if that's all he knows. But what is he striving to learn beyond those three surahs? I mean, I just need to know, is the brother that busy that he can't study a surah and learn it and implement it? And that's another thing. You can know, and again, I'm going to look at this both ways. I'm going to play both sides of the fence. I know people that are hostages of the Quran. Know the Quran front and back, back to front, middle to back, middle to forward. You can say recite, you know, Surah Nisa. They can do it right off the bat. Recite Surah Al-Baqarah. They can do it right off the bat. But these people don't implement the Quran, not one thing that they do. So, I mean, you know, when we look at all of these aspects, we want to not just say, oh, we want appearance, because we know appearance plays a big part in you being attracted to a person. Absolutely. Appearance plays a big part into it. See, me, I'm not, one thing for sure, two things for certain, I'm not big on looks. I'm not big on looks. I'm looking at more of how is that person going to treat me? What can that person teach me? Because with me, no, you can't go over the bases because I've been Muslim long enough where I should know a lot more. I'll say this, a lot more than what I know I should know. So, you know, we can dig into some deeper
aspects of Islam when, you know, if we get to that point where, you know, your husband's teaching you or whatever like that, we're not going to cover the bases. We're going to dig deep into some things. Like I said, I'm not big on looks. It's like, you know, all right, you cool. I'm like, oh, he got to have this, and he got to have that, and he got to do this, and he got to do. No, I ain't looking at all that. Nope, I ain't looking at all that. That don't impress me. That type of stuff do not impress me. And anybody who knows me knows that type of stuff don't impress me. What impresses me is, okay, I'm going to teach you Arabic. I'm going to teach you how, you know, we're going to learn this and that. I'm going to pay for you to make Umrah. We're going to make Umrah together. We're going to, you know, we're going to start saving up to make Hajj together. You know, we're going to follow up on a lot of things that we're studying. We're going to learn, you know, some hadith. We're going to understand the tafsir behind, you know, this Quranic verse and things like that. I'm on a different level. And I'm not looking at, oh, his beard like this and, oh, you know. I don't get into that. That has never impressed me with nobody. That type of stuff don't impress me. It really doesn't. I'll open up the line to see if anybody has a question, comment, or concern. You can call in at 805-727-7013, and you can press 1, and I'll put you through. So, you know, I know it was a lot of people commenting back and forth on that post, and, you know, it was more about, oh, you know, making excuses for knowing the three surahs. And one of them is the Al-Fatiha. And I'm just like, okay. Like, I'm just baffled that you don't know more than three surahs, and you've been Muslim for more than 5 years. I just don't get that. Like, why aren't you studying more to be able to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is the purpose of learning, you know, surahs. Then you learn the tafsir behind it, the meaning behind it, you know, because anybody can recite Arabic, but if you don't know what you're saying, is really not meaningful for you to be speaking it because you don't know what you're saying. So this is why it's important that you understand, you can read Arabic and you can understand it. You also use as a reference the tafsir to break down what the Quran has said. Also, you know, associate the hadith that backs that up as well. I don't feel comfortable with it. Brother Bear could be down to his knees, but if you can't teach me something more than the level that I'm at, I don't see the benefit in it. You can get all the likes because your beard is glistening, you know, it's sticking out, it's bushy, you part of the beard gang, but you'll be in the club drinking. Open with it. Post pictures of you in the club with all kinds of women and everything, and I'm supposed to choose that over somebody who has knowledge? I'm just saying, like, that's really supposed to make me want somebody because they have a beard, but they can't teach me nothing. They want to be posted up with non-believers and doing all sorts of kinds of things, and I'm supposed to accept that. I don't get it. Yes, like I said, appearance plays a big part of it, but if these people are not implementing what they know, it's crazy. I don't understand how people would want to be a part of that.
I judge people based on how you treat me. Not what, you know, what I got on. Like I tell people all the time, this is one of my sayings. Being a certain race, having a certain look, not necessarily will get you into Jannah. But being Muslim and a practicing Muslim will, inshallah. We have to, if you're going to implement the Sunnah, then you should be following the Sunnah. And what I mean by that is, if you have the look, back it up with the knowledge. And back it up with the appropriate behaviors. Because if you're missing one or you're lacking in the other one, I don't see how are you beneficial to anybody. I mean, this goes both ways. This goes for the brothers and this goes for the sisters. You know, sisters, it's nice, you know. You want to have a husband that's pleasing to you? Absolutely. But you should dig deeper than that when searching for a spouse. Dig deeper than that. Look deeper than that. Make sure your wakil does his job. You know, not just looking on the surface, skimming the surface. You want to dig deep. You want to go a couple of layers deeper and find out, you know, what that brother is about. And the same thing for the sisters. Brothers, when you search for a sister, sister could have, you know, have a sister mark, she be a niqab, all black, you know, all the time. But what is her character like? How is she with kids? How is she around people? Does she have a foul mouth? Is she always, every other word out her mouth is a cuss word? Like, these are the things that we should look at. Is she striving to learn more about Islam? Is she taking classes? Like, what is she doing already before y'all get married? That's what should be the focus. And again, you know, these are also people, if you're marrying them, you know, these could be the potential people as the child, as the father or the mother to your child. People aren't looking at these things. They're all absorbed with surface stuff, surface level. Look at what this person looks like. But their character is whack. Their behavior is whack and ratchet. But because they got that look, that's what you go for. I mean, you know, we got to wake up and stop being so superficial about things and understand that there's a deeper purpose for certain things and how life works. Again, I didn't make this call formatted because I wanted to touch on, you know, a couple of different topics and subjects tonight. I'll open up the line again if anybody has a call, question, comment, concern. You can call in at 805-727-7013 and press 1, and I'll put you through. You know, there was a lot of things I wanted to cover tonight, so that's why I really didn't format it. But, you know, the appearance or knowledge part of it was a big aspect of it because of the post I put up about, you know, brothers only knowing 3 sources. A lot of people had a lot of commenting to say about that, and, you know, rightfully so. But the thing about it was a lot of the brothers that commented on it knew more than 3 sources. Y'all knew more than 3 sources. So I don't know why you felt angered at my comment or statement, because I know y'all know more than 3 sources. I mean, you know, that wasn't to attack anybody. And again, like I do...
I do tough love, and you know what, like I do things. I want you to be angry, so angry to the point that you act. And what I mean by that is I wanted to anger some brothers where they like, oh, that sister, she always talking something, this and that. I'm going to go learn me two swords now. You know, now I got five under my belt. Alhamdulillah, that's exactly what I wanted. That's what I wanted you to do. Don't get mad at me. Focus on what's important. Focus on what's important and what would be more beneficial to your Ekera than this dunya. We got to stop being so superficial and worried about what the next person got. We got to stop being like that. We will never become united if we always are in defense of stuff that shouldn't even matter. We get so caught up in stuff and bypass certain people because of certain ways that people feel about certain things. Man, I don't care what you think. That type of stuff don't bother me. You don't like it? Great. I love it. You don't like it? I love it. That's how I work. I don't care what people have to say about me. Because how I feel about a certain thing, I'm going to speak on it. Because it's something that needs to be spoken on. We got to stop being so judgmental. We got to stop being so, I mean, just the behaviors. I mean, you know, another post I had put up was about tattoos. I don't have not one tattoo. Not one. And never did I want one because I'm like, I'm an ever-changing person. So if I had to put something permanently on my body and look at it all the time, I would be disgusted. I probably would carve it out my own skin and take it off because I don't, you know, henna is good enough for me, and I get tired of it after a week, you know, seeing it on me. I just don't like that. So to have tattoos on me, it's not my forte. It's not something I would partake in, even if I could get them. But you see these Muslims who are having tattoo parties. And no, I should, like, everybody was, like, worried about your own self. You know, that's what some people was inboxing me. You need to worry about your own sins and your own fault. But when you broadcast it that you're having a tattoo party, you're broadcasting it. You're showing your body, sisters, uncovered, showing your arms of you with your new tattoo. And you've been Muslim more than 5 years. And you're still getting tattoos. I don't understand this stuff. I don't understand. I don't understand all that tattoo. I don't get it. And then, you know, brothers get mad at me because your face is tattooed, your neck, your arms, your hands, everything tattooed, and you want to come slide up in my inbox. I would never talk to you. Never. I'll give you the greeting, and that's it. I'm not rapping to you. I'm not talking to you about nothing. If it ain't about business, all that, dude, bypass me with that. That is something that's a turnoff. So I would never entertain it. But y'all got to live with that because that's something you chose to do to your body. I didn't force you to do it. So don't get mad at me when I don't want to talk to you. I wouldn't give you my Wakil number, nothing. Nothing. I'm not even going to entertain it. Brother, what are you inboxing me about? Is it about business? Did you need me to cater something? Did you need me to make an order? Did you want to be on a radio show? If it wasn't about that, keep it moving. I'm not entertaining that. And you can't force me to accept that. That's a culture that I don't partake in. Never had, never will. You know, this is why we have to focus on stop doing things for the pleasure of the dunya. Because most of the stuff is just, you know, oh, I seen that comments. God, stop all that. We got to stop all that. What are you studying? Like I said, when I do these calls, a lot of times, like when it's formatted and I have a topic that I'm going to speak on and things like that, I'm learning. I'm learning and I'm absorbing the different aspects of what I'm presenting. So it's a learning experience. I have to look up hadith. I have to look up surahs. I have to, you know, have references back to Quran, hadith. You know, sometimes I have to look at the tafsir to make sure that, you know, I'm breaking it down correctly and I'm referencing the right words and so forth and so on. So it's a learning experience. So I get that. But what are you doing to increase your knowledge? Beauty fades with time. Trust me. Beauty certainly fades with time. People tell me, oh, you look so young. I can't believe you almost 40. I can't believe it. And I'm like, oh, I see it. Trust me. I see it more than other people see it because I have to see it every day. I'm looking at the little crow's feet around my eyes and around my mouth. Oh, yes, it's coming. So, you know, beauty fades with time. So you want to have that knowledge to back that up. It's important, it's incumbent upon us that we seek knowledge. And we stop being so superficial on this apparent stuff. We got to stop. You know, it's important that we follow through on these things. Yes, certain things we should do for our appearance, but we shouldn't be over the top with it. Well, we shouldn't cast stones at somebody because, oh, simply their beard. I've seen people disgrace people like, oh, their beard doesn't connect. They got patches. Like, it's false alarm. Are you serious? Sister, I won't talk to him because his beard don't connect. What? Oh, he cut his pants instead of having it him. Are y'all serious? He wear that same throat. But he got a throat on, right? When you see him, is that throat dirty? That might be the only throat that brother got, and he press it and keep it clean. But y'all want to be on this materialistic appearance stuff. We got to get past that. That's not what Muslims do. We don't do that. We don't do that. We better than that. Or we should be better than that. I'll open up the call again. If anybody have questions, comments, or concerns, call in at 805-727-7013 and press 1, and I'll put you through. If not, I'm going to, go back and recap what I talked about today. And if anybody has questions or concerns, you know, you can reach out to me at 610-836-2120, or you can, you know, inbox me. You can also reach me via email at qamrma@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Half, Google Talk, Viber. I'm on, you know, most any type of communication. So if you want to reach me, the first topic that I spoke about tonight was the Muslim homeless couple with their children. The children are now in DHS custody. And inshallah, we want to see that family, those parents, reunited with their children. And we want to be able to help them in the best way that we can. I did provide information for Aisha Sims, who I reached out to her to get some additional information about how she's trying to help the couple with different resources. Also, Nafis Salam had reached out to me, and I have his information as well. If they need resources that way, I'm going to try to contact Aisha and, you know, get back to her to see if we can, you know, put together some additional things for the family, inshallah. Also, I spoke on a Muslim for Social Justice. We're trying to start a Philly chapter here to get the ball rolling.
and, you know, focus on, you know, social justices for Muslims in Philadelphia. So, inshallah, if you have questions, concerns, comments, you can reach out to me then. If nobody has a question or a comment, I'm going to get ready to end this call. Again, I thank all the listeners for joining in and giving me the topics to speak about, what's important to y'all, because that's, you know, is what's most important to the listeners. I could talk about stuff I want to talk about all day, but that's not what's interesting. What's interesting is what you choose for me to, you know, talk about on the show. So, again, I thank you. I thank all the listeners. I thank you guys for your participation, your support, your encouragement, you know, things. If you want to see me do something different, you want me to do a different format, whatever have you, I'm willing and open to hear those types of ideas and suggestions. Absolutely, I have no problem with that. So, again, thank you for joining Religion Means Alive. Today's date is October the 19th, 2015. Today's topic was appearance or knowledge, which is more important when looking for a spouse. I am the host for tonight, Qadira Muhammad, and I thank you for listening to Religion Means Alive. Assalamu alaikum, and have a good evening.